This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Campaigning has reached a feverish pitch as just 3 days are left for the first phase of Lok Sabha polls. The first phase of polling is on 19th of this month. Top leaders of various political parties are crisscrossing various states to hold rallies. In Tripura, electioneering is reaching a feverish pitch as leaders from various political parties are seen making last-ditch efforts to woo the voters, with just a couple of days for the campaigning to end for the first phase of election. In the first phase, the Tripura West constituency will go to polls on the 19th of April. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah will address an election rally for party candidate from Tripura East Lok Sabha seat. There are a total of 9 candidates in the fray for the Tripura East seat. Mr. Shah will also lead a roadshow in Jaipur, Rajasthan today. This roadshow will take place in the Ward City area from Sanganeri Gate to Choti Chopar. BJP has also fielded all senior leaders in the election campaign. On behalf of Congress, State President Govind Dutasira will campaign in Sikar district today. Former Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot and former Deputy Chief Minister Sachin Pilot are also scheduled to participate in the election campaign at various places. As Kerala is gearing up for Lok Sabha election in the second phase on the 26th of April, top leaders of major political parties are visiting the state for campaigning. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting in Alathur constituency. Later in the day, he will leave for Attingal, where he will address a public gathering at Katakada. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address a mega rally of the UDF at Kozhikode this evening. He will also participate in various programs today and tomorrow in Wayanad constituency, where he is seeking re-election for a second term. LDF leaders Sitaram Yechuri, Prakash Karat, Brinda Karat, Subhashini Ali and Tapan Sen are also scheduled to hit the campaign trail this week. Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court today sent BRS leader K. Kavita to judicial custody till the 23rd of this month in connection with the excise policy case. The BRS leader was produced before the court by CBI on the expiry of her 3-day police custody today. She was arrested by the ED on March 15th. Following her arrest, she was sent to CBI's custody till 23rd of March. The CBI then arrested her on 11th of this month and lodged her in Tihar Jail. 21 retired judges of the Supreme Court and High Courts have expressed concern regarding the escalating attempts by certain factions to undermine the judiciary through calculated pressure, misinformation and public disparagement. They have written a letter to Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud in this regard. The registration process for the 52-day-long Amarnath Yatra is beginning from today. Sri Amarnath Shrine Board has made this announcement. The pilgrimage for High Holy Cave Shrine of Sri Amarnath Ji in South Kashmir Himalayas will commence from 29th of June and conclude on 19th of August. The annual Yatra takes place from the twin tracks, the traditional 48-kilometre Noonwan Pahalgam route in Anantnag district and the 14-kilometre shorter but steep Balthal route in Ganderbal district. The Chief of Army Staff, General Manoj Pandey, has left for a 4-day visit to Uzbekistan from today. The Defence Ministry said the visit aims at strengthening mutual understanding and bilateral defence cooperation between the two nations. He will engage in dialogues with the top defence leader of Uzbekistan, which are pivotal in fostering stronger military cooperation. The Ministry said the visit by General Manoj Pandey aims at strengthening military cooperation between India and Uzbekistan, besides exploring new avenues of collaboration between the two nations. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will clash with Sunrisers Hyderabad at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru today. The match will begin at 7:30 this evening. Yesterday, Chennai Super Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 20 runs at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. In another match, Kolkata Knight Riders beat Lucknow Super Giants by 8 wickets at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata. And that is the end of this news bulletin.